Hello, and thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to pull up your account, please?
21132.
And that was 21132. First and last name, please.
First name's Penny. Last name's Ross, R-O-S-S. Okay.
All right, Penny. And for your security, verify the full billing address for me.
849 Stansberry Road, Plylesville, Maryland, 21132.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that an order was placed on the 10th of January for the Nuvie face cream. You paid $14.08 on a 14-day trial, and that was just shipping and handling. You were required to give us a call within the 14 days if you are no longer interested in subscription. Otherwise, the retail value will be charged for both items on that 15th day. How can we help you tonight?
Okay, so when I got the order and I got an email with the order, there was absolutely zero information in that email about having to call back within a certain amount of time. There was nothing within the email for the order confirmation for me. How was I supposed to know that? Otherwise, I would have called you because I certainly don't want to spend this kind of money. And whatever it is, I don't want it anymore. So I need to cancel whatever you have on file for me.
Okay. So how did the product work for you?
It doesn't work at all. It's no different than anything else I was using. It's absolutely no different. And I've been using it twice a day. It's making no difference. So I was going to cancel it anyway. But there was nothing in this email that had an order confirmation that said there was not even a phone number. The only reason why I have your phone number now is because it showed up on my bank statement. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have known or else to call back.
Right. All of that was in on the website. You have to confirm that you're 18 years or older. And, all of that was on the website.
Well, that's
so
how you
I apologize.
Do it then. There's nothing...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at my order confirmations. I'm looking at my order confirmations, and there's zero information in there. And that's where it should be. That's my communication with this company, and there's nothing in there, not a phone number. No, you need to call and cancel within a certain amount of time, zero. So that's being very slick and very sneaky. I want it canceled, and I do want my money back.
Well, Penny, I apologize for the misunderstanding or the miscommunication. However, I can't tamper with those charges. I can go ahead and provide you with a discount as a courtesy if I can get approval for it, because I understand that this is can be kind of pricey for two items, $87.43 and the $89.65. If you bear with me.
It's very sneaky on the company's part. So anything you can do to help me, I mean, it's very shady and very,
Give me just a moment. Let me speak with my supervisor and see if I can provide you with a discount. Thank you for your patience.
Sure, thank you.
All right. I was able to get approval to provide you with a 35% discount on both of those charges as a courtesy.
Okay.
I can cancel the account. You'll receive a cancellation in your email within 24 to 48 hours. The credit can be applied back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
And how much will that be in total, please, for me to watch for?
Okay.
And I'm assuming the product's on its way, right? It's already been shipped to me, the product.
Bear with me. Okay, it's actually showing United States Postal Services delivered the product on the 16th.
No, they didn't.
I can provide you with the tracking number.
Is that all I'm getting is those two small little samples?
Oh, yeah, those weren't samples. That's the actual product.
Yeah, that's not even close to a full sample, full product.
Yes, ma'am, that's not the actual.
Yeah, what a ripoff. What a freaking ripoff. I'm such an idiot. Yes, how much money am I getting back? Unbelievable. I'm sorry, I don't mean taking out with you.
You're fine.
Really, I won't be duped again. That's stupid of me.
So you'll roughly be getting about $62 back.
Okay.
All right. Bear with me just a moment. Let me go ahead. What was the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was telling you to bear with me just a moment. Let me go ahead and get this order placed before we discontinue the call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Hold the line for just a moment, please.
Sure. Yeah, I'm fine. I don't even need paper at this point.
Thank you so much for your patience. All right. Went ahead and got all of that taken care of. Like I said, you should receive an email cancellation within 24 to 48 hours and the credit back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Did you have any other questions or concerns for me tonight, Penny?
Bear with me. Nope, I just saw the email. Nope, that's all I got.
Great.
Thanks very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for calling into customer service tonight. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.